T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, Jake is on the phone, and he wants to call a girl named Kelly. They went out to a jazz club for their first date, but I guess it was kind of awkward because they had a strict no-talking policy. So they spent most of the evening writing notes to each other back and forth on cocktail napkins. They did go back to his place after, talked a little bit. He got like a peck on the lips, and then she left, and she's definitely been blowing him off. Jake, I think maybe part of the reason that you're not getting a call back is because you're too much of a rule follower. Whoa. You know?
Maybe. Like, I tried to do everything, you know?
No, but I mean, like, you go to that place with a no-talking policy, and then you listen to their rules. Like, a bad boy. The kind of girl that guys like. Or the kind of guy that girls like would have saw that rule and instantly just jumped up on stage, grabbed a trumpet, and pulled his pants down, started playing it with his butt. That's the type of bad dude that ladies like, you know?
Yeah, the butt trumpets
Someone
get us every time.
Disrupt the jazz club with their butt, and that's why you're not getting a call back.
I kind of envy the people that can do that. I don't know about playing with my butt. But.
Yeah, okay. That's a true talent, though, Jake. I mean, if she loves music.
Yeah. Oh, man. We'll get her on the phone in a second and find out if that's the reason. But I'm guessing that probably is it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. That has never crossed my mind, though.
Yeah, I don't think it's crossed most people's mind. I actually feel bad for you, man. Like, you kept the cocktail napkin because you wanted it to be a love memento. You obviously saw this going somewhere.
Absolutely. I think it's something cool to have that, like, this is our first day, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it goes well for you. I do.
I hope so, too. Yeah. Thank you.
If it doesn't, always take up playing the trumpet with your butt, and then your next dates will always be successful. All right. I'm going to dial her phone number right now, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kelly?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Kelly, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay, I'm good. What's going on with you?
Not much, just doing a radio show and thought we'd call you.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. You said you're with a radio show and what
yes.
do you need?
Yes, Brook and Jubal in the Morning, that's the name of the show. And we do a segment on our show called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off after that date, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out what happened. So we got an email about you from one of our listeners.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, huh?
We did.
From who?
His name is Jake.
Oh, him?
Yes, him. The dude you went to like a jazz club with?
Yeah.
Yeah. He emailed us, told us that he really liked going out with you, told us about your date, and he also said that it seems like you don't want to go out with him again, so he wants to know why.
Okay, you said it seems like I don't want to go out with him again. I'm going to clarify and say that I don't want to go out with him again.
Oh, that's a strong sentiment.
Okay. Can you tell us why?
You know, it was just a really disappointing night. I was really optimistic.
Were you hoping he would have played a trumpet with his butt?
What? No, that doesn't make any sense to her.
She has no idea what that means.
Yeah, don't worry about that comment. Anyway, why was it disappointing?
Okay, I don't know what you guys know, but we went to a jazz bar and...
Yeah, he told us that. He said you guys couldn't talk because there was like a no-talking policy, so you wrote notes. And he thought that that actually was a good thing. Like, you guys bonded over that and thought it was funny and stuff.
Totally. It was, I mean, that was really fun. It was really cute. And then, you know, I was feeling good about the night, about him. And then we went back to his place and he made me a drink and then he wanted to give me a grand tour of his place.
Uh-oh. Does he have something creepy in his house? We've heard that a lot on these second date updates.
So, I mean, he kind of took me around to like the normal stuff, you know, like the kitchen, living room, whatever, showing me the place. And then we went into this one room and there were glowing sticker stars on the ceiling and there were trophies on the wall and there were bunk beds. And I thought, oh my God, like, do you have a kid?
Right.
And he said, no, and started laughing and said that it was his room and that him and his roommate sleep in bunk beds, because they want to save money because rent is expensive. And it's not only him and his roommate in the bunk bed, but the whole apartment, which is a one bedroom, by the way, houses four people.
What?
And some of the other people are sleeping on like a pull-out couch or on an air mattress because they all want to save money.
Well, I mean, wow. You kind of got to understand that. Like, rent is insane. That seems pretty extreme, but...
Right. I mean, like, I'm all about, you know, finding ways to save your money, but I don't know if this is the right fit for me.
You're not trying to date a dude with bunk beds that stares at glowing stars on his ceiling?
And, oh, this is the other thing, is that he said, oh, well, my roommates aren't going to be back for another hour so we can do stuff.
Did he mean, like, obviously you think he was implying sexual stuff?
I mean, most likely, but...
Who knows? He's got bunk beds and stars on his ceilings. He might have meant Legos. He might have bought a new Lego city or something you guys could have built.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not the type of man that I see myself dating, because this apparently is a man-child 12-year-old bedroom.
How do you know? I mean, okay, the stars are one thing, but what if he's just really good with money and he's budgeting and he's saving for something? Like, I don't know. I feel like you're passing a lot of judgment.
I mean, I have priorities, and I think dating someone who's sleeping on a bunk bed with his roommate underneath, like, I'm not really trying to spend the night over there.
Yeah.
So, but
don't
you
have
a
secret millionaire?
Yeah. I mean, like, Jubal's right. Like, don't you have a place that you can bring him back to?
Sure, but I also like going to other places. Like, you know, like, all the other men I've dated at least have their own room, let alone their own bed.
Well, he has his own bed.
It's just on top of another
Yeah,
bed.
It's just...
Yeah, it's on top of his buddy's bed.
Yeah, I'm not into it, so I don't really know what else to tell you.
Well,
yeah.
I think you told us everything you need to tell us. I do need to tell you something, though. Jake is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
No, he's not.
Yep, he is. Jake, you there?
Yeah, hey. I don't get it.
Hi.
Are you serious? Like, are you judging me for...
Dude...
I want to save money. I live in this bachelor pad with roommates. It's how we, you know, get by.
Yo, I don't know if I would call this a bachelor pad. Your bunk bed has a slide.
Dude, that's kind of awesome. Sorry to interrupt, but...
Yeah, it's totally awesome. You didn't even go down it once. Just because we're older doesn't mean that we can't have fun in our own room.
Jake, that's a kid thing. They have those bunk beds with slides. As an adult man, you should have a more appropriate bed.
Well, I mean, if you need me to take the slide off, I totally can. It's easy. It's just plastic.
Yeah, that's not what I meant.
The bunk bed is a really great idea. We can stay in one room. Past girlfriends I've had actually like it because it, like, you know, we actually have to sleep closer and cuddle. You know what I mean? And it's been really great.
Yeah, cuddling with you, me, and then your roommate below us.
But my roommate is a really heavy sleeper. He won't wake up for anything.
Yeah. You can go up and down that slide all night long. He won't even know.
I didn't even talk to you when I was there about the whole star thing on your ceiling. Like, what is that even for?
I'm on the top bunk. It helps me read at night.
What do you mean it helps you read?
Yeah, it glows, like, for the first hour after I turn off the lights, and I can still read.
Those are not bright enough to read by. Yeah. Nice try, though. That was a good try.
Okay, so what? I think they're cool looking.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. There's the answer.
I just think that I should be judged on the time that we had and the connection that we had on that night, and not on just, like, a piece of furniture that I have.
Yeah, he still saved up his allowance, so you guys could go to that jazz club. Right, Kelly?
I mean, you've got to understand from her point of view. I don't think it's necessarily just about the furniture. It's that, like, you're sharing a room with a dude still.
Here's the thing. I've been saving a lot of money doing this.
Yeah.
And I have goals what to do with that money. I'm actually going to buy a condo in the next 5 years.
So there you go, Kelly. Like, he's not going to permanently be living in that bunk bed. I mean, the bunk bed might go to the condo, but who knows? But, like...
So, Jake, you're telling me that I should trust you because you're saving money to buy a condo that maybe you'll get in 5 years.
Exactly. It's going to be a really nice condo, too.
How many roommates will you have in your condo?
Hopefully just one. Hopefully it's going to be you, Kelly.
Oh.
All right. Well, Kelly, would you like to go out on a second date with Jake? We will pay for it. And who knows, one day you could be living in a condo with Jake, with a bunk bed, with a slide.
I'm going to decline this one, but thank you so much.
Are you sure?
Not even a second chance?
There are some things that I prioritize in my dating life, and bunk beds is not one of them.
Okay.
I guess I don't want to go out with someone who's going to just judge me for the furniture I have in my house.
sorry, I'm judging you. And honestly, I think that the rest of the girls that you're going to meet in the rest of your life are going to judge you as well. And that's just kind of how it is.
Ouch. Burn.
Sorry, Jake. No second date. But hey, one day you'll have that condo.
And I will.
Yeah, you will. And when you get that condo, ditch the bunk bed, all right?
I guess note taken.
Go with the race car bed for that one. It's your own bed.
That's what I'm talking about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.